Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today, we are doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle. And we hope that you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today, we are on Chapter 3, Section 10, The Core of Ego, Beyond Ego, Your True Identity. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Beyond ego, your true identity. When the ego is at war, know that it is no more than an illusion that is fighting to survive. That illusion thinks it is you. It is not easy at first to be there as the witnessing presence, especially when the ego is in survival mode or some emotional pattern from the past has become activated. But once you've had a taste of it, you will grow in presence power, and the ego will lose its grip on you. And so a power comes into your life that is far greater than the ego, greater than the mind. All that is required to become free of the ego is to be aware of it, since awareness and ego are incompatible. Awareness is the power that is concealed within the present moment. This is why we may also call it presence. The ultimate purpose of human existence, which is to say, your purpose, is to bring that power into this world. And this is also why becoming free of the ego cannot be made into a goal to be attained at some point in the future. Only presence can free you of the ego. And you can only be present now, not yesterday or tomorrow. Only presence can undo the past in you and thus transform your state of consciousness.
What is spiritual realization? The belief that you are spirit? No. That's a thought. A little closer to the truth than the thought that believes you are who your birth certificate says you are, but still a thought. Spiritual realization is to see clearly that what I perceive, experience, think, or feel is ultimately not who I am. That I cannot find myself in all those things that continuously pass away. The Buddha was probably the first human being to see this clearly. And so anatta, no self, became one of the central points of his teaching. And when Jesus said, "Deny thyself," what he meant was negate and thus undo the illusion of self. If the self, ego, were truly who I am, it would be absurd to deny it.
I like where Eckhart points out that you will grow in presence power and the ego will lose its grip on you. I love hearing that. And I also have found that to be true, at least for myself. And I've also got to witness that in others that are on a spiritual path, where they become more and more aware of the present moment and the difference between being present and letting their ego and their ego thinking and thoughts take over them to the point where they're reacting instead of acting from a place of consciousness. So it's a consoling thought that you will grow in presence power. And the ego will lose its grip on you. I think that's just so important and encouraging to know that we have the opportunity and can become more present in the moment, every moment. I also liked hearing the ultimate purpose of human existence, which is to say your purpose, is to bring that power, the power of presence, into this world. And I've often thought about that, in that when we're meditating and bringing light in and imagining light coming from the universe and coming down into our crown chakra and going actually through our body and eventually grounding us into Mother Earth, when we're doing that, we're bringing that very powerful presence right through, right into our being. So I love this. I love this section. And it feels very hopeful, as opposed to the previous few sections that we were reading, where he's talking about how the majority of humanity is still struggling with ego. I also liked how he said, spiritual realization is to see clearly that what I perceive, what I experience, what I think or feel is ultimately not who I am. That I cannot find myself in all those things that continuously pass away. We are infinite spiritual beings. And yeah, the physical body is going to pass. However, our spirit will be around forever. That's my belief system. What remains in the light of consciousness, in which perceptions, experiences, thoughts, and feelings come and go, that is being. That is the deeper true I. When I know myself as that, whatever happens in my life is no longer of absolute, but only relative importance. I honor it, but it loses its absolute seriousness, its heaviness. The only thing that ultimately matters is this. Can I sense my essential beingness, the I am, in the background of my life at all times? To be more accurate, can I sense the I am that I am at this moment? Can I sense my essential identity as consciousness itself? Or am I losing myself in what happens? Losing myself in the mind, in the world?
I love that. And I feel like that's why it's important to practice present, because you're able to be in that state of beingness where you are in touch with your deeper self, your deeper I. And when you are in that state of presence, you're able to be grounded, and any thoughts that kind of do come up, you can watch them like clouds going by in the sky. And so it's like, you honor those thoughts because you see them passing, but they lose their importance because they're not really a part of yourself, your being. When you are in the light of consciousness, like, the perceptions and experiences, thoughts and feelings that come and go aren't really important because they're not really a part of your being.
Right. They're not your spirit, not your soul. It's just human life, if you will. And I say just human life, I mean, human life is important. It's not just. But I think the point is that everything that we are experiencing from this human perspective and vantage point is going to go away. Everything. Dust to dust. And the thing that's not going to go away is your spirit and your soul, your true I am. I think what's important to acknowledge is that when we are in touch with our true I am, we are aware of what is good and just. And we are also gaining more and more presence power, as he says. And as we become conscious of our thoughts. We can analyze them and say, is that an egoic thought? Or is that a higher consciousness thought? Is that a thought that's generated from my spirit self? Or is that a thought that's generated from my egoic self? And if it's ego, it's most likely judgmental or putting somebody down or having a resistance to something. And if it's a higher spiritual thought, it's all-encompassing and loving and compassionate and kind. It's pretty easy to discern if you're having an egoic thought or a higher mind thought. The key is to become aware of the thoughts so that you can be discerning and choose which thoughts you'd like to act on.
Right. And sometimes if you're unsure of that, you can always ask the universe for guidance. You know, like, what's the next best step for me?
That is my favorite question of all time. And I love asking for guidance. What is my next best step for me? What can I do to be of bigger service in the world? How can I impact more lives for the better? How can I lift up humanity? What's the next best step for me to take?
And sometimes that step is you lifting yourself up so that you can then lift up other people.
Absolutely. That goes back to the airplane story where they buckle you in and say, if something happens and we lose oxygen in the cockpit or in the airplane, put your own oxygen mask on before you try to help anyone else. The reason for that is because you may pass out before you actually help anybody. So the same is true. You know, when it comes to taking care of yourself and lifting people up, you need to be uplifted first so that you can be of better service to others.
Right, and you can do that by practicing presence.
Yes. Well, I really love this section. It feels very uplifting. It feels hopeful. It gives me a good feeling. And after coming out of all the other sections where he's talking about ego and how, you know, we've killed millions of people because of our egos. Like, this is just so uplifting knowing that. I mean, it's confirmation that yes, we can grow in presence. We can become enlightened. We can become aware of our thoughts, and we can be discerning and discover if they're egoic thoughts or spiritual thoughts. And we can make conscious choices to be of service, to move forward in our lives, to make a difference, or we could stay stuck in ego. The key point here, I believe, is that this too shall pass. Your physical body will pass. It's going to happen. And so will pretty much everything else here on the planet. If you look back to ancient times, yeah, some villages were buried by dirt, but pretty much they're gone. So everything is going to change at some point. Everything is going to pass at some point. So no point in trying to hang on to something that's going to go away eventually. I believe what's really important, though, is being present in the moment and being grateful and in gratitude for each breath that we do take right now.
And I just started thinking of all the things I was grateful for.
Nice.
I think about some places, like, they can't really practice sitting in silence because there's probably so much chaos and destruction around. So I'm grateful for the fact that I can sit in silence and I'm able to do that easily.
That's a good point, because sitting in silence is where we can best connect to our highest spiritual center. It's how we can best become present. Well, that's the end of this section. We'd love to hear from you. You know, we do have a Facebook group. It gets mentioned in a moment. And it would be wonderful if you joined us and shared your comments and thoughts about each of these episodes. And until next week, I hope you have a great one. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to wainwrightglobal.com/go/support.